You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio.
Thank you very much indeed for joining me. Very much appreciate your company. Lots to talk about. Going to be a difficult day for a lot of people, a difficult day for a lot of parents and a lot of pupils, as we are seeing schools set to close to summer or pupils across England or Wales. We are looking at parents actually maybe being informed last night, maybe being informed this morning, whether or not their kids can go to school or not. Head teachers not knowing until today when teachers are required to say whether they're coming in or not, not being required to say beforehand. And the National Education Union, their union, advising teachers not to tell heads so that they can cause massive disruption. But this is the first day of strike action ordered by the National Education Union. The next one isn't for another 28 days. Time for some negotiations. There were negotiations even yesterday. Well, we're going to be talking to the Education Secretary Gillian Keegan on the show a little bit later. We'll get her thoughts and talk to lots of other top guests about those various strikes. It is the TUC Day of Action on Protect Your Right to Strike Day. That is obviously going to be dominating the news. I'd love to hear from you whether you support the teachers going on strike today. Is your child able to go to school or not? Tell us what you think. Do get in touch. Tweet me at TalkTV. Text the word talk in your message to 87222. Delighted to say political commentator Russell Quirk is with me right now. Good morning to
Good
you.
Good morning.
You, like me, have kids at school right now.
Yep.
Are they going to school today or not?
Yeah, my three are actually going to school. So two are at state school, so two are in grammar. One is in a private school. So the private school kind of shrugged this off, as I think they should. The state school, in fairness to them, yes, they're having the school is open. So fair play and credit to them. So,
well,
yes,
a lot. A lot of it is down to which teachers are members of which unions in which areas. We know the National Education Union is no doubt it's the most militant of the teaching unions, but only less than half of teachers working in schools today are actually members of a union at all.
Yes.
But NEU is the biggest teaching union, but it used to be formed, but it was partly of the NUT. Their leadership is very militant. I mean, their leadership, I mean, ideally for the NEU leaders, you wouldn't have teachers ever in school. They'd just be permanently on a picket line, permanently basically calling for the end of a Tory government. I mean, that's basically what they want.
It's a politically motivated thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but most teachers who are members, they're members because they just need to know if they're, you know, they need to, if they get disciplined for something, they've got someone to back them up, they've got legal, redress and the like. So there's no reason to think the teachers feel that way. It is noticeable how many of the other teaching unions, including some head teaching unions, but others, have not voted to strike. They've not passed the threshold of enough people taking part in the ballot and enough people in the ballot actually voting for strike action. Do you think that's quite telling?
Yes, I do. And it's the same with the health unions, of course. So barely 50% of nurses, barely 50% of teachers have actually voted for strike action. So I think it's very, very telling. I think most of them feel that, bearing in mind with nurses in particular, they've already had a pay rise. The average teacher, of course, is on £41,000 per year for working far less months and weeks than we do. They do. No, 13 weeks off. And you can create the argument that, they mark and prepare.
I know plenty of teachers who have lovely long holidays in the summer.
Weeks.
So they do have 13 weeks off, and most people get far less than that. Of course they do. But I wouldn't want to be a teacher. I don't want a teacher moaning about their long days and their long weeks.
Yeah.
No, that's the deal. You do long days and weeks during term time.
Because?
And you work because you get that's the deal.
Yes.
But, and you knew that when you started the job. Of course teachers are paid more than the average income. Shouldn't teachers be paid more
than
the average income?
But they are.
I would like teachers to be some of the better paid people in society, as highly skilled professionals, you know, educating the next generation.
They should and they are. But there's also an argument, I think, that, that teachers that go into that profession, nurses that go into that profession, they don't do it for the money. You know, surely there is a massive vocational element. That's what I hear all the time from teachers.
Why is it that if somebody, I don't want the teachers to be on strike. I'm going to be very categorical about that. And I think, frankly, after the failures of the teaching union, particularly the National Education Union, contributing to the failures of this government, fundamentally, it is still Boris Johnson's fault for closing schools. He didn't have to. He knew he didn't need to. I blame the scientists who knew it wasn't necessary. I blame everyone in government, every MP who didn't stand up against it, and every media organisation that called for it and played along with the madness as well. You're all to blame. A plague on all your houses. But the failure of so many teachers in so many schools and so many head teachers to provide the right kind of education for children and to not just say, no, come on, we're happy to be back in school. We know there's no extra risk to us. We need to do what we need to do.
Yes.
Shows you actually vocation, schmocation, what a load of rubbish, frankly, for a lot of them. I don't think that because someone cares about their job and wants to do a good job, whether they're a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or a care worker, that there should be like, it's a vocation, so you shouldn't be paid well. But, but we're quite happy for investment bankers and footballers to be paid well. Well, footballers, it's a vocation for them, but no one seems to mind them getting $100 million a year.
Yes, but teachers and health workers, they ram the vocational element down our throats more than footballers do. You know, they go into this thing because we want to do right for society. Because we want to help.
Can you want to do
so
right for society and also want to be able to pay your mortgage?
No, they get, and they are paying their mortgages. I mean, as I say, the average teacher's on £41,000. Let's not also forget, Julie, though, that everybody is in the same boat. We are all subject to inflation. In the private sector, which employs 16 million people, I don't know a single person or a single business that has been able to get a 10% pay rise.
This is the thing. There have been figures put out again and again that, the argument for the unions will be we shouldn't have a race to the bottom. And it's like, but we need to be realistic about what the country can afford. But this idea that the private sector has had higher wage increases on average around the sort of 7% mark over the rather than the 5% mark for public sector. A, that completely ignores the job security that public sector workers have had and throughout the pandemic. They weren't put on furlough, and it completely ignores the fact that they get these huge pension contributions as a percentage of their income. They may not feel like they're huge, but I think teachers are something like 24% of their salary equivalent is put into their pension every year.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know anybody in the private sector with that?
No.
So there are lots of things that are ignored, but also that private sector inflation, wage inflation increase, that's actually being pushed by a few jobs which they had to basically have huge amount of money to get new people into those jobs. The average person working in the private sector in the last couple of years has not had anything
Afraid the statistical inconvenient truth is that the public sector earn more than the private sector. So according to the Office of National Statistics, it's still the case. The average public sector worker earns more than those in the private sector and get an extra 6 days a year off.
Mm.
So the public sector are striking on the basis that effectively they're trying to piggyback the hardworking taxpayers in the private sector. And I think it's entirely selfish.
Okay. I'm trying to sound like I put for the Guardian. Well, I did want to do that for my sins, miserable year of my life. But I don't think necessarily that public servants are not hardworking. Some of them aren't, but that's the same in the private sector as well.
They're not hardworking when they're striking.
And they're not, no, there is that. They're more likely to be unionised, which is why they can go on strike. Mm. There is an element where, look, if you don't like it, then leave. That's the trouble, and we've seen that with nurses, and we've seen it with particularly with teachers as well. They don't stay in the job. Now, maybe it's a load of young people who, frankly, went into teacher training because they couldn't do anything else or think of anything else and then couldn't hack it. I think that'd be a large percentage of the people leaving. But there'll also be people who say, it's just not worth it. This isn't worth it. It's too stressful. The paperwork, the lack of discipline in the schools, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to do it. At the end of the day, we do lose people. We haven't got enough teachers, particularly teachers in, proper subjects, the ones I can't do, the physics, the maths, we are going to probably have to pay people more because the people who've got those sort of qualifications, frankly, they can go and get better jobs elsewhere that are paid better.
Well, maybe also we fix the benefit system. You and I have rehearsed previously that when you're paying 52% of people more in benefits than they pay in tax in this country, there's hardly an incentive to get off your backside and work, is there?
But also, we haven't got the money. I just don't know why the vast majority of people in this country get any money from the state at all.
Hmm.
I think it's really bizarre. Why should we? Why do we need anything subsidised like housing and things like that? OK, but let's go back to what parents should do today, because you know, there are an awful lot of people who, as I've done for many years, you know, are freelance, you know, they work, they're self-employed. The employer expects them to turn up and they don't get paid if they don't turn up, having to take a day off to look after the kids. Or you've got, say, teenagers left. Well, you know, off you go, hang out all day. What are your kids going to be up to? I mean, you're leaving your kids to their own devices. Your parents would be the people who'd be chastised by the state. Mm. I think parents genuinely this morning put your kids in the uniform, take them to the school. Someone will be there. Leave them there. Turn your telephone off so you can't be reached, and leave the schools to deal with it. And if the kids just spend the whole day sitting in the playground or sitting in the hall playing cards, so be it. But the schools should be open today.
Yeah, I think that's a great shout. Do a Jess Phillips. Do you remember when she left her son or daughter, whoever it was, on the steps of Downing Street and walked away?
On the day, because apparently his school doesn't work on a Friday.
Some might say irresponsible. But no, I think that's right. Look, my two of my daughter's schools, they are open today, even though they won't have a full contingent of teachers. They're open. So
All credit to the heads who are keeping schools open.
Yes.
All credit to them.
I think they have an obligation.
Lots more to talk about. I mean, of course, we've got railway workers on strike again. People are just
standard,
and it's on a Wednesday when some people actually even go to work on trains. 70,000 university staff also off. I've got to be honest with you, when I was at uni, I mean, if someone had mentioned it to me 5 years later that this would have been on strike, I wouldn't even have noticed. And 100,000 civil servants. I mean, 100,000 civil servants sitting in their pyjamas at home working, 100,000 civil servants not working in their pyjamas. I'm not sure the country's going to lose out too much. Teachers, we might actually notice, and train drivers.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Julia Hartley Brewer Daily. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.